Hey Google, what is the chief end of man?
Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever.
Yeah, I'm on a mission like a couple spies, and that, guys, is the reason why I catechize.
Welcome to the Reform Standard. I'm Tony. Let's get started. Question 77 of the Westminster Larger Catechism reads, wherein do justification and sanctification differ? And the answer is, although sanctification be inseparably joined with justification, yet they differ, in that God in justification imputeth the righteousness of Christ, and in sanctification his Spirit infuseth grace, and enable to the exercise thereof. In the former sin is pardoned, in the other it is subdued. The one doth equally free all believers from the revenging wrath of God, and that perfectly in this life, that they never fall into condemnation. The other is neither equal in all, nor in this life perfect in any, but growing up to perfection. This is kind of a final clarification or one of the final clarifications we see in relation to the difference between justification and sanctification in the Ordo Salutis. And so this is a question that even if you're not going to memorize the entire Westminster Larger Catechism, this is a question that makes sense to memorize, because the difference between justification and sanctification and this distinction and distinguishing, this is the chief difference between Roman Catholic soteriology and Reformed soteriology, and even in some senses between Lutheran soteriology and Reformed soteriology. And so it would bear all of us fruit if we would memorize the answer to this question. And so we're going to break it up here in just a couple steps here. So the first is that sanctification and justification are inseparably joined. And so we should never conceptualize of someone who is justified but has not begun to be sanctified. And so there are those in certain quarters of Reformed theology that would articulate that I would think are actually outside of Reformed theology doctrinally, but they are still kind of inside Reformed theology institutionally. So people like Tullian Tovidian, who have now since departed, but people in that sort of free grace, liberate theology camp would argue that justification is kind of the most important thing, and that sanctification may or may not follow. This is also the position of people in the anti-lordship camp in the Lordship Salvation Controversy. And so although we disagree, as we've talked about in the previous two questions, with John MacArthur in his articulation of the relationship between repentance, faith, and justification, we would agree that sanctification necessarily flows from and necessarily accompanies justification. Yet they differ. And then this articulates the ways that they differ. And I really think that this is a sort of a striking, almost poetic way that this question articulates this. So in justification, God imputes the righteousness of Christ to us. And in sanctification, grace is infused into us. And so sometimes people think that the difference between Roman Catholics and Protestants is that Roman Catholics believe in the infusion of grace and or an infusion of righteousness, and Protestants believe in the imputation of righteousness. But in reality, what it is that we believe that justification is the imputation of righteousness and sanctification is the infusion of grace. And so this infusion of grace in sanctification does more or less what the infusion of grace in Roman Catholicism does in the entire Ordo Salutis for them, is that it enables us to become righteous. It enables us to become holy in the sense that the Holy Spirit, through this grace, enables us to perform true works of goodness. And so in the former, in justification, sin is pardoned, and in the latter, it is subdued. So it's made the sin nature, the sin that still dwells within us, even though we are sanctified in the whole man, that is an incomplete sanctification. So even though it extends to our whole being, it's progressive and increasing. So sin, the power of sin is at the beginning of sanctification, the power of sin is broken, but it still remains. And throughout the course of our sanctification, the power of sin is subdued and reduced. And then here it says that in justification, all Christians are justified equally because justification is a status that is granted by God. And that status results in us being freed from the revenging wrath of God, that we no longer face God's punishment. We no longer face God's wrath, even though we still frequently face his chastisement and his discipline, that we are perfectly freed from any sort of revenge or punishment or wrath that we see from God in this life. And we will never again fall under that condemnation. So this is not only asserting that justification is perfect, but that it is permanent. And then sanctification here is not equal in all. So some are more or less equally, more or less sanctified in this life. But it also is saying here that in this life, it is not perfect. So our sanctification must grow, it must increase, and it increases towards perfection. So we will never reach perfect sanctification in this life. And anyone who tells you that is deceived or lying. And so we have to remember that there will always be this element of remaining indwelling sin in us that will be with us until we die and Christ completes our sanctification and glorifies us. But we also must recognize that sanctification is necessarily growing up to perfection. So even though we experience seemingly fits and starts in our sanctification, we know from the scripture that the good work that God began in us in our justification when he freed us from his revenging wrath and gave us a new status and that he adopted us as his sons and daughters in Christ, that good work which he began will necessarily be completed in sanctification as we grow up to perfection. You know, if you want, you could know this. The catechism, hey, the catechism, hey. Do you know what the chief and the man is? And how the Father, Son, and Spirit do manage? Do you know if you want, you could know this. West Side.